All right, diving right in today. We're tackling marketing automation and CRM. You want to understand the difference, how they work together, why it all matters. And I know you've probably got articles, notes, maybe a whole research folder on this. And honestly, it can be a lot.
Yeah,
But that's
absolutely.
what we're here for. We're going to kind of dive in and help you figure it all out.
And to make things a bit easier, we'll be looking at this article. It's called Marketing Automation vs. CRM. What's the difference? It's by Lauren Popick. She's the marketing director over at Reach Marketing.
Oh, okay.
And it was published, well, just the other day, January 28th, 2025. So very recent.
Perfect. Super fresh. So what we're doing here, we're pulling out the really key insights. So you're not just like drowning in information, but you're actually understanding it. And I found this really interesting stat. Get this. The global marketing automation market is predicted to be worth over $8 billion by 2027.
Wow.
That's a lot of growth. But before we get into all that, let's start basic. What are marketing automation and CRM?
Right to the point. Both are software solutions, and they can really boost your marketing and sales efforts, but in different ways. I like to think of it this way. They both free up your time and energy so you can really focus on the big picture.
I like that. Working smarter, not harder, right?
Exactly. Now, marketing automation is like having this super tireless assistant. They handle all those repetitive tasks, like sending emails, scheduling those social media posts, nurturing leads, all that. But what's really cool is it personalizes those messages at scale. So you're not just like blasting out generic content.
So it's not just efficiency then, it's making sure the right messages are going to the right people.
Right. It's about delivering the right message to the right person at the right time. That's the key. Now, CRM customer relationship management takes a bit of a broader approach. It's about managing all those interactions you have with customers, and I mean across their entire journey with your brand.
So from like the first time they hear about you to hopefully becoming a loyal customer.
Yeah, exactly. It's less about, just broadcasting messages and more about building those one-on-one relationships. You really understand your customers deeply, and then use that knowledge to create these personalized experiences that really build loyalty.
Got it. So we talked about marketing automation being like this tireless assistant. Is there an analogy for CRM?
Oh, there is. For CRM, it's like having this super organized brain, right? It remembers every single detail about your customers. It's like a central hub where all your customer information lives, their purchase history, those communication logs, their support tickets, even their personal preferences. It's all
So
there.
instead of having that info scattered across different platforms, sticky notes, everything, it's all in one place.
You got it. Everyone in your company, from sales and marketing to customer support, can see the full picture. And they can use those insights, right, to provide a really personalized and efficient service.
That's super valuable, especially for businesses with lots of customers. But I'm still a little fuzzy on the core differences. They both sound super customer focused.
They are. But, the article uses a really great analogy to kind of clarify. Think of it like dating versus marriage.
Okay, now I'm intrigued. Lay it on me.
All right, so marketing automation is the dating phase, attracting attention, getting to know someone, seeing if there's a spark. You're putting your best foot forward, generating interest, nurturing those early
So
stages.
bring in those new leads, get them excited.
Right, then CRM comes in as the marriage stage, right? You found that special someone, you're committed, now you're building a lasting, meaningful relationship. It's about deepening the connection with your existing customers, making sure they're happy, ensuring that long-term loyalty.
That makes so much sense. So it's not just getting them, it's keeping them happy. But how does this all play out in an actual business? Because different teams have different goals.
Oh, absolutely. And those differences, they show up in everything from who uses which system to what they're tracking, their metrics. Marketing teams are usually all over marketing automation. They're focused on campaign performance, lead conversion rates, and making sure their message is, actually hitting the right people.
Yeah, makes sense. They're crafting the messages, attracting new leads. What about sales and support teams?
Right. Well, sales and support, they're all about building and maintaining those customer relationships. So CRM is their jam. They look at things like revenue growth, customer retention, customer satisfaction. They need that system that helps them understand each customer's needs, track interactions, provide that personalized support.
So different teams, different goals, different metrics, but ultimately they're all working towards the same thing: growing the business, happy customers.
You got it. And here's where it gets really interesting. Even though they're different, These systems are like a power couple when they work together. Integrating them can create a customer experience that is so smooth and so personalized.
I was thinking that. So instead of like operating in silos, they can actually complement each other.
Exactly. Imagine this. A potential customer,
yeah.
They interact with your brand. Maybe they download an ebook or sign up for a webinar.
Okay.
Marketing automation grabs that info, adds them to your email list, starts sending them content based on what they seem interested in, and it scores them, you know, based on how engaged they are.
Okay. So marketing automation is nurturing the lead, figuring out how interested they are. But what happens when they're ready to actually become a customer?
This handoff, it's magical. Once that lead hits a certain score, meaning they're hot and ready to buy, marketing automation seamlessly passes them to the CRM. So your sales team has all the context, the whole interaction history, and they can follow up in a super personalized way, knowing exactly where that person is in their journey.
Wow, that's incredible. No more leads getting lost in the shuffle, and the sales team doesn't have to start from scratch. That sounds like a dream for any business.
And it's not just a dream, it's reality for a lot of companies. The article even talks about this sauce company. They used this integration to streamline their whole lead management process. So they could see which leads were engaging with their content, figure out the most qualified prospects, and then hand them over to sales at just the right moment.
So no more guessing games about who's ready to buy. They have data to back it up.
Exactly. This integration not only made them more efficient, but it also boosted their conversion rates because the experience for the leads was just so much more personalized and relevant.
This all sounds amazing, but I have to admit, I'm a little wary. We're talking about a lot of data here. How do companies make sure they're not being creepy with all this personalization? Where's the line?
You're right. That's such an important question, and companies really need to be thoughtful about it. Data is super powerful, but it needs to be handled responsibly. The key is that balance between personalization and privacy.
Right. So how do they do that? What's the secret sauce?
It starts with transparency. You know, be upfront about what data you're collecting and how you're using it. Customers should have the option to opt out of certain things if they're not comfortable. And of course, companies need to prioritize data security and follow all those privacy regulations.
So it's not just about collecting the data. It's about being ethical and respectful of customer privacy.
Exactly. And it goes beyond just targeted ads and sales pitches. Data can help you understand your customers' needs and behaviors on a deeper level.
Right. You can't personalize if you don't actually understand them. How do these systems help with that?
Well, by combining data from marketing automation and CRM, you break down those data silos. You get a unified view of the customer journey. You see the entire path from the first click on an ad to the final purchase and beyond.
So it's not just those individual interactions, it's connecting the dots to see the big picture.
Precisely. You can identify trends, spot opportunities, and make decisions based on data to really optimize that customer experience at every touch point.
Okay, this is feeling less abstract and more real world now. Can we get even more concrete? What are some examples of how this is used in different industries?
Absolutely. Let's start with e-commerce. I bet you've experienced this firsthand. You know those abandoned cart emails? You leave stuff in your online shopping cart and you get a reminder, maybe even a discount.
Yeah, all the time.
That's marketing automation.
Mm.
And CRM, well, it can help identify your most loyal customers so you can offer them special perks, discounts, early access to sales, that kind of thing.
It's interesting to think about those everyday things and realize there's all these systems behind them. What about B2B businesses? How do they use this stuff?
B2B sales cycles, they tend to be longer and more complex, right?
Mm.
So these tools are really important. Marketing automation can nurture those leads with things like white papers, webinars, case studies, all that good stuff. And it can score them so the sales team knows who to prioritize.
No more wasting time chasing leads who aren't actually interested.
Exactly. And CRM helps manage those complex relationships. You know, tracking interactions with multiple people within an organization, keeping a record of all communication, and just having everything in one place. A central hub for sales, marketing, and customer support.
It's like a supercharged digital Rolodex.
Precisely. And for SaaS companies, you know, those that rely on subscriptions and recurring revenue, these tools are all about reducing churn and increasing that customer lifetime value.
That makes sense. Keeping those customers happy and engaged is key. How does all of this play into that?
Well, marketing automation can create those onboarding campaigns, right? Welcome new users, give them tutorials, guide them through the product features. It helps make sure their first experience is positive, so they're more likely to stick around.
Setting them up for success right from the start. What about CRM? How does that fit into customer retention?
CRM can actually identify customers who might be at risk of leaving, you know, based on their usage and how engaged they are. If someone's not using the product as much, or they stop opening emails, CRM can flag that. Then the support team can reach out and see if there's a problem.
So it's about being proactive and preventing those issues before they lose the customer.
Exactly. It's not just reacting, it's anticipating needs and offering those personalized solutions.
I love how this can be adapted to different industries. But let's be real, putting these systems in place is not always easy, is it?
You're right, it's not always smooth sailing.
Yeah, what are some of the challenges?
One of the biggest is integration. Getting your marketing automation platform to work with your CRM can be a real headache. It's like trying to fit square pegs into round holes sometimes.
Yeah, I bet, especially with different vendors and old systems. So what's the fix? How do they overcome that?
The first thing is choosing platforms that are designed to integrate, or at least have some kind of pre-built connections.
Okay, so choosing platforms that play nicely together. What about data quality? I imagine that could be an issue too.
Absolutely. If your data is inaccurate or out of date, it messes everything up. Prioritizing data hygiene is key. Clean up your database, remove duplicates, keep things up to date.
Like a spring cleaning for your data.
Exactly. A little scrubbing goes a long way.
This is all super helpful. I'm really getting a clearer picture now. But I can't help but wonder, what's next? What's the future of this stuff?
Oh, that's where it gets really exciting. Buckle up. We're about to peek into the future of customer engagement.
I'm ready. Hit me with it.
So the future of all this, marketing automation, CRM, it's all about getting even smarter, even more personalized. And, you know, the article highlights some trends that are really cool. AI is like at the forefront. We're not talking just basic automation anymore. It's systems that can practically predict what your customers need before they even know.
Whoa, hold on. That sounds like something out of a sci-fi movie. How is that even possible?
It's all about these AI algorithms,
yeah.
Right? They can look at tons of data, customer behavior, preferences, what they've bought before, even how they interact with your website and emails. And then they use all that info to predict what that customer might want next.
So it's like almost like a mind-reading marketing assistant.
Haha. Well, not quite mind-reading.
Yeah.
But it's getting close. This kind of predictive analytics is powerful. You can send emails at just the right time, recommend products that will actually resonate, even offer discounts that are tailored to each person.
So no more generic blasts to everyone. You can actually segment your audience based on what they might need or want.
That's the idea. And you can even personalize the subject lines, the content, to make those emails more engaging. Mm. Higher open rates, more clicks, more conversions. That's the goal.
This is really interesting how AI is changing everything. But with all this automation and algorithms, what about the human touch? Are we all just going to be interacting with robots in the future?
Not necessarily. The article talks about this concept called conversational marketing. It's kind of a blend, you know,
yeah.
Automation plus human interaction. Technology enhances those connections. It doesn't replace them.
So how does that actually work?
Think chatbots, those AI-powered assistants. They handle those basic questions, offer instant support, even walk people through a sale. They're super helpful for quick answers and simple issues. And that frees up your human team to focus on the more complex stuff.
So finding that balance then, efficiency and personalization, make sure customers feel heard, but also streamline those everyday interactions.
You got it. Striking that balance between automation and the human touch is what creates a seamless, satisfying experience for your customer. And speaking of seamless, we can't forget mobile. People are on their smartphones for everything these days, so businesses need to adapt.
Oh, yeah, we're all glued to our phones. So what does that mean for all this marketing automation, CRM? How do they need to change?
We're going to see more emphasis on things like SMS marketing automation, sending those personalized texts based on behavior and preferences.
So reaching people where they're already at instead of just relying on email.
Exactly. And mobile app integration is getting big, too. Imagine all your CRM data right there on any device. Sales team can access customer info on the go. Support can respond to inquiries from anywhere. Marketing can track campaigns in real time.
It's all about meeting the customer wherever they are, providing that consistent experience.
That's the key. And there's another big trend coming. Customer data platforms, CDPs.
Okay, I've heard that term, but I'm not totally clear. How are they different from CRM?
Think of a CDP like the ultimate data command center. It brings together all your customer information from marketing automation, CRM, website analytics, social media, even offline data.
So instead of having it all over the place, it's one central hub.
Yeah, you get this complete view of your customers, their behavior, their preferences, how they interact with your brand everywhere.
Sounds super valuable. What are the benefits of having all that in one place?
Well, with the CDP, you can build these super detailed customer profiles, segment your audience in all sorts of ways, personalize your messages even more, and track how effective your campaigns are across every channel.
Wow, taking it to a whole new level. So are CDPs the future then?
They definitely have the potential to revolutionize things. But like any new tech, you have to be strategic about it. Make sure it aligns with your goals.
This has been quite the journey. We've gone from the basics to AI and CDPs. I'm a bit overwhelmed, honestly, but also really excited about the possibilities. What are the biggest takeaways for businesses thinking about using these systems?
The most important thing, remember, these are investments. You've got to choose the right solution for your needs and be ready to commit to actually putting it all into practice.
So not a magic bullet, but something that takes planning. What else?
Team buy-in is huge. Everyone needs to be on board using the systems consistently. Invest in training, encourage collaboration, and build a culture where everyone is making decisions based on data.
It's not just the technology, it's the people too.
You got it. And lastly, don't be afraid to try things out. Marketing tech is always changing, so stay curious, see what's new, and be ready to adapt.
This has been such an insightful deep dive. We've covered so much, and I feel like I finally get it. Anything else you want to emphasize before we wrap up?
I think the article really nails it when it says, "The magic happens when these systems work together. Marketing automation attracts and nurtures, CRM builds those relationships, and data is the key to making it all work."
It's like that dating and marriage analogy. Marketing automation helps you find the right people. CRM is about building something lasting, and data, well, data is the language of love.
Perfectly said. And with that in mind, I think we should leave our listener with something to think about.
All right, I'm ready. What's the question?
If you could personalize any interaction with a customer, what would it be? How would you create an experience that's truly memorable?
That's a great question. What are those moments that matter most? How can we use technology to make them even better? We'd love to hear your thoughts. Until next time, keep diving deep and stay curious. It really is all about bringing it back to the human element, using these tools to create those genuine connections.
Absolutely. And, you know, at the end of the day, knowledge is power, especially when you're trying to understand your customers and build those relationships that last.
Couldn't agree more. It's been great diving deep with you today.
Likewise. And to everyone listening, we hope this deep dive has given you a clearer picture of marketing automation and CRM and how it all fits together.
Yes, definitely. It's a fascinating world, and we encourage you to keep exploring, keep learning, and don't be afraid to experiment. The possibilities are pretty much endless.
Absolutely. Push the boundaries, see what you can create, and always keep that customer at the center of everything you do. That's the key.
Well said. And on that note, we'll wrap things up here. Until next time, happy marketing, everyone.